One of the most hauntingly beautiful sections of the opera occurs at the beginning of Act Two, and this is a scene where Pat Nixon is being shown around, and the Chinese are sort of showing her things they're very proud of and showing the country in its best light. So she gets to tour a glass factory, a health center, a pig farm, and a primary school. But at the same time, the Chinese guides who are showing her around hint darkly at the repressive side of Chinese life that lies underneath the facade that is shown to foreign dignitaries such as herself. And the aria she sings in this scene is definitely, I would say, one of these instances of Adams really breaking into a more melodic, lyrical vein. The aria is called This Is Prophetic, and Pat Nixon, in this beautiful piece, sings of her hopes for a peaceful future of modesty and good neighborliness, and kind of bases these ideas on values of the American heartland. And we'll be hearing Maria Kanyova sing the aria now, and again, she'll be appearing on the COC stage in January. 2 ends with a big set piece number. And again, it's sort of, I guess, more traditional. If we think of like French opera, French grand opera always had a ballet, and Nixon in China has a ballet, but it's a very particular one. It's one of Madame Mao's ballets called The Red Detachment of Women, and this is something that the real Madame Mao actually produced.
I wonder if she produced them or she actually choreographed them as well.
I'm not sure if she did, but certainly she was the driving force behind these very like propaganda ballets.
Yes.
And there's, in fact, a movie version of it that you can watch bits of on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing dancing, but it's just very much it's, the message is what's important, and it's to glorify the worker and to, you know, show downtrodden workers fighting against capitalist type mm-hmm. abusive landlords. And so this is put on for the Nixons, and what happens is that the sort of real world and the world of ballet meld together, and in the particular story that they're watching, a slave girl is being abused by the factotum of the landlord she's working for, and for some reason, and this would be something I'm very curious to see when it's actually staged, the character of Henry Kissinger in the opera ends up playing this factotum in the sort of ballet that they're watching. So,
For Madame Mao, he might represent that kind of
exactly
evil sort of Western, mm-hmm. which must be crushed.
Right. That makes sense. Yeah. And as Pat Nixon is watching this ballet, she's so moved by the plight of this girl. She becomes so involved with it that she kind of forgets that it's just a ballet and rushes forward to help her, and Nixon's a bit embarrassed by it all.
And we'll listen to a section of that scene now. From the point where Kissinger, as the factotum, brutally calls for the girl to be whipped, prompting Pat Nixon's attempt to rescue her.
Thank you. Whip her to death.
They can't do that.
It's just a play. She'll get up afterwards. You'll see. Easy there, hon. This is the fate of all who sets all against great. Leave it to rot.
February and March of 2011 will mark a sort of John Adams festival, a sort of informal one, in the city of Toronto. Not only will Nixon in China be playing at the COC, at the Four Seasons Centre for the Performing Arts, but the composer himself will be in town to conduct the Toronto Symphony Orchestra in a program which includes City Noir, a TSO co-commission, and it's a Canadian premiere, on March 5th. Other Adams compositions will be performed around that time during the Toronto Symphony Orchestra's New Creations Festival series. The University of Toronto is presenting Adams in a lecture on March 3rd, and there'll be a special concert of his vocal music in the COC's free concert series in the Richard Bradshaw Amphitheatre presented by National Bank. That'll happen on March 2nd, and I believe the composer will be present as host.
Mm-hmm.
This is really exciting to see a contemporary composer, you know, being really enjoyed by the city of Toronto.
Yeah, I was just talking with Nina Droganic, the person here at the COC who runs that series, about this concert this morning, and it's going to be the COC Ensemble singers, our young artists, who are going to be singing mostly, I think, excerpts from John Adams' operas. So we'll get to hear some of the other vocal music that he writes.
That's wonderful. And again, that's part of a free concert series, so great thing to catch. I'm so excited to see this opera because, I mean, I remember Richard Nixon, and I think of Pat Nixon. She always seemed very, a little bit sad to me.
Yeah.
To think of someone who I knew, who I was aware of in my lifetime, and I'm going to see them portrayed on stage is something I'm really longing to see. It's an element of my opera-going experience that I haven't really had yet. And this is the appeal behind a lot of contemporary opera.
Definitely. I grew up in a house with a mother who was sort of obsessed with politics. I mean, she was very interested in politics, and especially at this point, you know, the Nixon years of the Watergate. And I remember this visit on our black and white television at home. I remember watching it.
Well done.
Yeah. Act three of the opera takes us to quite a different place, both musically and dramatically. There is little action or plot at this point in the opera, but instead Adams gives us lyrical music of great beauty to suit the elegiac mode that he's creating on stage. The characters at this point start to reflect on what they're doing at this summit and generally what they've done with their lives and looking back. So we get Nixon recalling his World War II days and also remembering simpler times in his marriage with Pat. And Cho En-Lai has the last word in the opera, last words, when he wonders how much of what we did was good. And as the opera concludes, there's some very simple scales that are stretched into broken chords and then finally silence. So we'll finish today listening to some of this closing music with Cho En-Lai, sung by Chen Ye Yuan, singing, "I am old and cannot sleep forever."
I am old and cannot sleep forever, like the young. The hope that death will be a novelty, but endless wakefulness when I put down my work and go to just before dawn, the birds begin, the warblers who prefer the dark, the cage birds this room, the chill of grace lies heavy on the morning grass.
For more information about the recording we've been listening to, and the COC's production of Nixon in China, please visit our website at coc.ca, where you can also purchase tickets and this recording online. This is Gianmarco Sagato with Jana Wichlow. Please join us again in this continuing series of podcasts sponsored by DECA, the opera label.